From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian search and recovery operation is continuing around the clock in the Black Sea, where a passenger plane crashed Sunday, killing all 92 people on board. Russia held a national day of mourning Monday in honor of the dead. The plane was on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. There were no survivors. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but Russian officials say it was not likely the result of terrorism. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama on Tuesday to express the value of reconciliation between Japan and the United States. The White House has said Mr. Abe's visit would highlight the alliance between the former enemies. Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese incumbent prime minister to visit Pearl Harbor since 1951. India has successfully test-fired its nuclear-capable intercontinental Agni-5 missile. The missile can hit targets more than 5,000 kilometers away. It was the fourth test of the missile. Defense analysts say the long-range Agni-5 was developed with an eye on China, which India views as a threat. Indian leaders welcomed the successful test of the Agni, which means fire in Hindi and Sanskrit. Egypt says it has arrested an Al Jazeera producer. The Interior Ministry identified the broadcaster as Mahmoud Hussein. He was arrested Friday on charges of disturbing security and spreading false news accounts. Al Jazeera said the charges were fabricated and demanded that Hussein be released immediately. Al Jazeera's news coverage is often criticized by the Egyptian government. The arrest is raising concern about the freedom of journalists working in Egypt. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama visited American troops at a military base Sunday, perhaps for the last time during his presidency. Mr. Obama and his family are vacationing in Hawaii. He called his time as commander-in-chief the privilege of his life.
It has been the privilege of my life to serve as your commander-in-chief. I know Michelle feels the same way when it comes to being able to stand alongside our military families and our veterans.
Meanwhile, Mr. Obama told interviewer David Axelrod, a former advisor, that he has utmost confidence in his vision for the country and that had he run again, he would have defeated Donald Trump in the recent U.S. presidential election. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago say more than 40 people were shot over the Christmas weekend and that 12 of the victims died of their wounds. More than 700 homicides have been reported in Chicago this year. That's up from less than 500 last year. Most of them occurred in the city's predominantly black southern and western neighborhoods. English singer George Michael has died at the age of 53. Michael enjoyed immense popularity early in his career as a teen idol with the group Wham. He died at his home in Oxfordshire, England, on Christmas Day, according to his manager, of heart failure. This woman lives in his village.
We just looked after him quietly. He came into several pubs, and we just let him be, really. Nobody bothered him, and I think that's what he wanted. He wanted his privacy. He was a very private person, and the village respected that.
George Michael dead at 53. Colombian authorities say the recent plane crash that killed a Brazilian football team was due to a lack of fuel. The plane ran out of fuel and crashed in Medellin, Colombia, November 28th, killing all but a few people aboard. The Colombian Civil Aeronautics Agency says evidence points to human error rather than technical problems. Senior officials from China, Pakistan, and Russia will meet in Moscow on Tuesday to review the growing threat to their frontiers posed by Islamic State extremists in Afghanistan. The countries say they have been driven to the point of action by the terrorist group's growing influence in Afghanistan. They say they may include Iran in future meetings. The Afghan government will not be invited to the talks and reportedly is questioning the motives of the meeting. Afghanistan and the United States object to the three countries' overt contacts with the Taliban, which is seeking to overthrow the Afghan government. Police in Thailand have arrested nine more people for hacking government computers following a wave of cyber attacks. Those attacks were a protest against a new law restricting internet use. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.